Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Kvarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. Considering this is the first full week of spring, I thought it might be a good idea to discuss some of the trends that are shaping health coaching this year. Although using specific coaching strategies to promote healthy eating, exercise, and other healthy behaviors has been around since the 80s, advances in public health research and other fields have changed the way in which coaching is applied today. This episode, we will talk about four trends that should be especially important this year. The first trend to watch is for the increasing recognition of the importance of health coaching as an integral part of the healthcare landscape. In Canada and the United States, and other developed countries around the world, disease and death is increasingly characterized by conditions with behavioral origins. In Canada, 5 of the 6 leading causes of death are cancer, heart disease, stroke, chronic lower respiratory disease, and diabetes. All of these conditions are heavily influenced by one's lifestyle behaviors, including primarily diet, physical activity, and tobacco use. In addition to the heavy personal toll caused by these conditions, each of these diseases enacts quite an economic effect on the healthcare system. Heart disease and diabetes can be considered chronic diseases, as they can affect an individual for a lengthy period of time and require an individual to be in extended contact with the healthcare system in order to get continuing treatment. This results in high healthcare costs to treat these types of conditions, which provides another reason to tackle the behavioral risk factors for these diseases, mainly physical activity, diet, and smoking. In fact, a 2003 study that evaluated the economic impact of chronic disease in Canada found that because a lack of physical activity is so highly linked to heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and some cancers, that physical inactivity cost the Canadian healthcare system over $9 billion in direct healthcare costs and an additional $23 million in productivity losses due to premature death. Obesity, a condition that is dually linked to physical activity and a poor diet, was estimated to cost upwards of $11 billion in direct healthcare costs, which represented 12% of all health expenditures in Canada. Considering that obesity levels have tripled in the last 30 years, it is more than likely that the costs associated with chronic diseases and their associated behaviors have risen substantially. Consequently, there has been increasing calls to improve preventative healthcare in Canada and abroad so that costly chronic diseases can be avoided altogether. This involves promoting regular physical activity, a proper diet, and avoiding smoking in all individuals within the population, but especially those whose unhealthy behaviors put them at increased risk of disease. There are many ways to promote these behaviors, such as a policy-based approach that increases taxes on junk foods, sugary beverages, and cigarettes to discourage use. However, an increasing amount of evidence has positioned health coaching as one of the more effective strategies in improving health behaviors for the purposes of reducing disease and preventing healthcare costs. In particular, motivational interviewing is a specific approach to health coaching that has received a lot of attention the past couple years. In short, motivational interviewing is a client-centered method of coaching where the coach helps a patient or client realize potentially problematic behaviors and fosters motivation to move in a more positive direction. In several recent reviews of the scientific literature, motivational interviewing has been found to effectively improve dietary and physical activity behaviors and reduce the risk of obesity in a variety of populations, including adults diagnosed with a chronic disease, adults at a high risk of developing a chronic disease, and children. Furthermore, motivational interviewing has been found to successfully reduce the rate of hospital readmission in those with heart disease, which is an important source of cost savings. Although cost-effectiveness analyses of health coaching interventions are rare, it is likely that due to a reduction in chronic disease risk, motivational interviewing represents a strategy that could save significant amounts of money in the healthcare system. Considering the effectiveness of this strategy, it is likely that public interest in health coaching as a public health strategy will only continue to increase. However, coaching is a resource-intensive activity as it often involves a one-on-one or small group-based session where a trained health provider is counseling individuals face-to-face. As such, the second big trend this year will be a pressure to find ways to integrate health coaching into the formal healthcare system. it makes conceptual sense that health coaching could and should be integrated into the healthcare system. Physicians, nurses, dietitians, and other primary healthcare professions are trained health workers and already have access to large swaths of the population. It only makes sense that it would be more efficient to have these individuals also perform health coaching. That way, more individuals, including those who may be of lower income, who could not afford to see a health coach in another setting, can have access to the beneficial effects of coaching. Furthermore, individuals often have a long-term relationship with their primary healthcare setting, which means they may have a lengthier exposure to coaching in this setting, which is also beneficial. In fact, a recent study of overweight and obese American adults found that those who had simply received advice to control or lose weight had 3 times the odds of subsequently attempting to lose weight. One would imagine that if health coaching strategies were used instead of just basic advice to lose weight, the results would be even more positive. However, only 20% of overweight individuals and 50% of those moderately obese reported receiving any advice to lose or control their weight in the past year. It will only become more important for primary healthcare providers to adopt health coaching methods to promote healthy behaviors in their patients. This is the approach that is taken by the Healthy Steps program. The intervention is designed to be implemented by healthcare professionals within their current workflow and their practice setting. Physicians, nurses, dietitians, and other healthcare professionals who have been trained in the Healthy Steps coaching method identify patients they are already seeing as those who may benefit from coaching, and then schedule dedicated appointments with them to talk about ways to improve their exercise, physical activity, and healthy eating behaviors. We have found that inserting the program into an existing practice setting makes it much easier for participants to access the program and much easier for healthcare professionals to sustain the program over time. The third health coaching trend for this year is focusing on multiple health behaviors. As we've already discussed, the most common diseases facing developed countries today are determined in part by multiple behaviors, primarily diet, physical activity, and smoking. Furthermore, the risk of developing health conditions is compounded when individuals engage in more than one risky health behavior, such as those who are physically inactive and have a poor diet. It may seem intuitive that those with one poor health behavior are more likely to have other poor health behaviors, although the research on this isn't clear. For example, it is not clear whether coaching someone to be more physically active will also tangentially influence their other health behaviors such as diet, so it is important to target all relevant health behaviors when coaching. This trend highlights the importance of the previous trend, integrating coaching into the healthcare system, because healthcare professionals like physicians and nurses are very well equipped to coach patients on a variety of topics. The fourth and final coaching trend of 2017 is the rise of technology in coaching. The internet, social media, and smartphones are all commonplace in developed countries today, and researchers are increasingly looking to explore the role technology can play in supplementing in-person coaching or replacing it altogether. In a recent review of the literature conducted by researchers at Boston University, the results indicated that the jury is still out when it comes to completely replacing the human coaching interaction with a computer program that the participant uses. Some studies reported positive outcomes, while many did not, and participants indicated they would have rather talked to a live coach. Another method to leverage technology is to have it supplement an in-person coaching session to extend the support available to participants without expending much resources or effort. This is the approach that the Healthy Steps program takes. In the past, we have supplemented our in-person sessions with phone coaching and a social media page that allows participants to continue to get positive feedback and support about their changes in the months between the in-person sessions. We've also developed a smartphone app available in the App and Google Play stores that allows participants to easily track their behaviors and update their healthy living goals. Participants have given us really positive feedback about these technology options and how they help them to better manage their healthy living goals over time. However, as online video communication, virtual reality, and augmented reality continue to develop, technology will likely play a much larger role in coaches' ability to reach more and more patients. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gvarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.